tropical storm is flooding South Florida. I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News. Up to 15 inches of rain is expected on this fourth day of the Atlantic hurricane season.
Of the 3 days we've been here monitoring this storm system, this has been the heaviest of the rain. Started about 3 o'clock this morning. It has been pretty heavy consistently, leading to some flooding, moderate flooding here. It's nice and clear to look at this water, but actually in places it's half a foot to a foot deep. Now, this is not quite as dramatic as some of the scenes we're seeing just down the road in Miami.
Fox Weather's Will Nunley. Flooding also is reported at Miami International Airport. Migrants at the southern border continue to overwhelm Border Patrol agents, and the numbers are increasing. Fox's Griff Jenkins in La Jolla, Texas.
More than 1,300 migrants apprehended in just the last 24 hours here in just the Rio Grande Valley sector. Migrants from Haiti, Cuba, Honduras, Guatemala, El Salvador, Nicaragua. We even saw inside 3 Ukrainians and 2 Russians who are getting along, both opposing the war, trying to make their way to the U.S., fleeing conditions in their country.
Even with Title 42 in place, which keeps asylum seekers out due to health concerns, as summer heats up, more migrants wait at the border. A Russian spy accused of poisoning a former colleague turned British citizen is dead.
The agent who passed away is Dmitry Kovtun. His death at age 57, blamed on COVID. UK authorities say that in 2006, Kovtun and another Russian had tea in London with former KGB spy turned defector Alexander Litvinenko, who had exposed corruption in Russian intelligence. The two Russians were accused of spiking Litvinenko's tea with the deadly isotope polonium-210. The two men denied involvement in the death, as did the Kremlin, but British authorities say Russian President Vladimir Putin probably approved the poisoning. Roger Stern, Fox News.
America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Division remains on how to stop mass shootings despite bipartisan meetings. Oklahoma Republican Attorney General John O'Connor on Fox's Cavuto Live.
It almost seems like we would get to the point where somebody's going to say if we're afraid of somebody or if we're alarmed at somebody or if somebody disagrees with us, then they're on the watch list.
More from Fox's Alexandria Hoff.
While the Protecting Our Kids Act is expected to pass the House this week, it will certainly get blocked in the Senate, which is why these bipartisan talks centering around possible legislation, but is far less sweeping, focusing instead on issues like school safety, mental health, and encouraging red flag laws.
Democrats say people should not have access to what they call weapons of war. Some Republicans worry Democrats want to undo the Second Amendment. A few tense moments at the beach for the president and first lady after a small airplane entered restricted airspace. President and Jill Biden were evacuated briefly from their Rehoboth Beach home in Delaware. The Secret Service saying the plane was escorted out immediately after mistakenly entering a secured area. It's a big sell-off at the Boy Scouts.
Be prepared is the motto of the Boy Scouts of America. But in the wake of declining numbers following numerous lawsuits relating to child sexual abuse claims, the organization has been forced to pay compensation to thousands of victims. In order to meet those mounting penalties, the BSA is preparing to divest themselves of much of the property that has been accumulated over the decades. It's estimated that the Scouts own up to 2,000 campgrounds that could be worth as much as $10 billion. Conservation government officials and other interested parties are now scrambling to find ways of preserving those parcels as open space. Local land trusts are working with state and federal officials to find the funds to purchase a lot of that land before developers can get their hands on it. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
I'm Ann Carrick, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.